but I have kind of just dismissed this outright. I keep seeing people saying, what about this guy? And they'll reference like the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame or the offensive coordinator at LSU or mm-hmm. the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss or whatever. Isn't the entire point that they want to get away from being a college offense, like a gimmicky, up-tempo, spread, non-traditional NFL? Isn't that why they're changing? Why would they go to the college ranks to hire a coordinator?
That's a very fair question. Unless somebody, and I couldn't delve deep into exactly what, I don't know, Oregon's running. I'd imagine it's probably some of the up-tempo college stuff. But if they're running a pro-style system, maybe that's something there. Like, I know guys have made that jump. Like, Joe Brady's a pretty well-renowned offensive mind. He runs some pro-style stuff in the past. He's now there at in Buffalo, and he'll probably get some head coaching looks.
I see what you're saying. So if you're in college but you're running a pro offense, yeah. then what's the difference?
Right. Like, Charlie Weiss, for example, kind of would go back and forth as a professional offense guy at the college level. But if you're doing the everyone's in shotgun, it's four wide, five wide, one leg rises in the air, clap and show the time for the football – then I don't think that's the direction they want to go in right now. That's my guess anyway.
It just seems to me like we're hearing a lot about wanting a traditional offense and more of an NFL-style run game and some of the things that they haven't done. That should rule out almost anybody who's running college-y stuff on Saturdays.
You would think, right? Again, if that's the search parameter, if we believe that to be true, and I do, by the way, that stands to reason.
How desirable is this gig? If this was last offseason, it is a 10 out of 10 desirability.
Uh-huh.
Cliff gets the Saints head coaching job. You're coming off the NFC title game. Jaden Daniels looks like he's on the verge of an MVP and is the next great quarterback in the league. Everything's harmonious. Peters is the new hotshot GM. Dan Quinn has found his north as a head coach. See what I did there? Now, it's not that, because you Quinn going into year three. Somebody said earlier on the phones, one of our callers called him a lame duck. I think that's extreme. I don't think he's a lame duck. A lame duck is you're a dead man walking. Like, it's over, and they just are playing out the clock, basically. That's not the case with Dan Quinn. This could still very well work out that he's here for the next 7 years with a couple of extensions or whatever, if the OC and DC hires go very well. But where are you on that? Go ahead.
So it was a 10, as you already said it. It starts at a very high number because of Jaden Daniels. So if I'm an aspiring OC, a guy that's getting a promotion, presumably, or if I'm a head coach that's getting kicked back down to the coordinator level, all I've got to do is make a guy that's already done it once return to a similar level. Versus, let's say something for the sake of argument, Kevin O'Connell doesn't return, and I got to go work with J.J. McCarthy. I'm going, oh my God, this is uphill and a headwind and molasses. Well, people are throwing rocks at me. That's a hard thing to do. Daniels has already had some success. You get him back on track, you're the genius, you're going to be a head coach in a couple years, right? That, to me, makes it still very desirable. Now you start to get dragged down a little bit, though, by the circumstance. What just happened? What kind of weaponry am I going to get? What's, you know, how much autonomy am I going to have? The first thing that, you know, first game I have that's not great, am I going to get that knock on the door? And is Peters going to tell me what I have to do? Is Quinn going to say, like Rivera did, hey, I want you to run the ball more? That sort of weighs it down a little bit. Again, we don't know exactly what's true, what's not, but it would have been a 10. It's now less than that, but it's still a high number for a personal career advancement standpoint, and that's enticing for an OC.
All right, so I'm going to start with the Daniels part. A year ago, working with Jaden Daniels was a 10 out of 10 possibility for a coordinator. Is it still just that part, Daniels in a vacuum? Is that still a grade 10 out of 10 in terms of desirability?
It's not a 10 anymore. It's a high number, though. Maybe 8.5, 9. It's still really good.
Okay.
Because he's a great kid, does everything right.
Right. There are some questions about longevity, durability. I also think they're not loud and they're not like written in pen or Sharpie, but there's certainly more questions about some of the football stuff. The accuracy came back down to earth a little bit. I think the processing was still really good, like going to the right place with the football I've never had an issue with. But getting the ball out, making the quick decision to just like keep the play alive, run versus pass, staying in the pocket. I think there's more questions about that than after year one, after adjustments were made to him. That, you know, he didn't readjust to.
Yeah, and I think that's fair, by the way. I mean, we saw it happen.
Absolutely. So I'm going to say that Daniels as a commodity, instead of being a 10 out of 10 desirability, I'll go with you. Let's say it's an 8.5. or maybe even round up to a 9. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's bad.
Yeah, that's the realm I'm in.
Okay, what then is, on a 1 to 10 scale, the head coaching situation? If last year with Quinn that was a 9, where is that now?
Tougher to quantify. Honestly, it is. It's tougher to quantify. I mean, because what has to change is that he's a great dude. Everybody loves the guy, right? And that's not fake. That's real. So coming to work every day is probably pretty fun. There are miserable cusses that have been in charge of
programs. I've said this a lot, too. Yeah. I do not view any part of his like makeup or him as a dude as like put on, fake, strategic. This is not an actor. This is not a phony. Right. I believe he is like legit, awesome hang, one of the nicest dudes to be around. I really believe that.
Yeah, so it's not like you're going to work for Bill Parcells or Bill Belichick, where you might win, but my God, is it tough to clock in every day. So in that regard, that's good. But again, I don't know. Is this guy going to cost me prestige and wins when he can't get timeouts right? Are we going to burn yet another one rolling in the second half and it finally comes back to bite us and cost us a game? Didn't this year, but that'd mean the process is good. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, so you haven't even brought up the part that I actually think about as being a problem, which is that he may not be long for the gig now.
Yeah.
You know, the Eric Bieniemy thing, where if you remember when they hired Bieniemy, that was the very, very, very end of the cycle, where it kind of came down to who the heck are they going to get? And if you remember, they couldn't get someone to take the job because there was this feeling that you were going in there to be the OC for a lame duck.
Yeah, you were cannon fodder.
Like a dead man walking. Now, again, to the extreme that people are saying Quinn is cooked, I don't believe that. I think this is a jury still out situation. This could still end up going very well. Like, they go 10-7 next year, are a wild card team. They've been in the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, and they're back on track, and he's going to be here for the long haul and get extended. But there was very little to no chance that they were headed in that direction last year, and now there's a real chance they're headed for change, that he could be fired midway through the season. So if Quinn was a 9, I'm saying Quinn's now like a 4.5. I think that it's that
really
different.
Ooh. I could see it. I mean,
how many OC jobs do you get?
Yeah.
You don't get many opportunities.
No.
If you come here for 1 year and then the whole staff gets blown out, you're screwed.
Then that's bad. But the upside, again, these guys are the alphas, they get to this level because they believe that everything they do is the smartest thing that's ever been done, et cetera. You got to be a little bit delusional to thrive at this level. The flip side is, you know, I got a great chance to make this work. I've got Jaden Daniels. I've got an offseason overhaul that's coming with plenty of salary cap space. There's a great chance there's some new toys to work with. I've got no Terry McLaurin contract drama. Hopefully Laremy Tunsil's locked up. And that's all hopeful. And we got a chance to be really good. And I could be the savior. I could be the star, right? I mean, maybe that would be the counterpoint to that. But you're right. If it goes south, I'm screwed. And I think that's true, maybe especially given the timing, right?
Does any of the Jordan Schultz stuff today matter?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you
got to do your due diligence if you're a potential hire.
I was going to say, I think I need my agent to do a little more work for me, maybe. Because it's not even just about the Jordan Schultz report, which take it or leave it, whatever. And I'm not saying it's wrong as much as it may or may not matter that much that departed coaches are angry about how involved the GM was. But last year, you're joining a freight train. And they acted like it, by the way. Next stop, Super Bowl, the hot organization in the league. Mm-hmm. Their ass didn't stink. And it was warm and fuzzy. Like, you were joining something that everyone wanted to be a part of. It was the it team in the league last offseason. I don't know what the opposite of that is in terms of teams this year, but they might be one of them. Like, this is now the reverse happened on the field. The reports are that things could be bad internally. It's going to be viewed very, very differently. Would I not take the job? Definitely. It wouldn't be a reason not to take the job. But
if you have a choice.
I don't think I would have said to my agent last time, hey, let's really dig in here.
Like, okay.
It would have been as easy as the Commanders want me. I could be a part of that.
Yes, signed.
I could be a part of that steamroller that's just turning everything into pavement in front of them. Okay, tell them. I don't care what they're offering me. Don't negotiate. Take the first offer.
All right,
it's not that anymore.
Here's where I was going. If all things are equal, right? Meaning you are an OC and you get to pick your situation with any of the new head coaching hires, right? So you think of, you know, Arizona, Cleveland, the Giants, go through the list. Would you rather have an OC job with a new staff inheriting whatever you're inheriting or here? I think this would rank higher than a lot of those places. Like, if you're going to Cleveland, doesn't matter what you do, you're probably out of there in 2 years. You go to the Giants, they've been pretty dysfunctional. You go to Arizona, they can't seem to get right, and you're stuck with either bridge quarterback Billy and Jacoby Brissett or try to resurrect Kyler Murray. Probably neither of those. Not a great quarterback draft class.
Baltimore maybe is better.
Baltimore's a better spot. And that's not a knock on anybody. That's a better spot.
Depending on what you think of Jackson Dart, the Giants could be better.
Atlanta?
No.
Not a great spot?
Not a good spot because of they've had too much coaching turnover.
Raiders? No.
Definitely not the Raiders. Yeah, I mean, Baltimore's
the
better
seed
gig.
Yeah, it's the two seed. And maybe if you're rosy on the Giants, meaning you now get a fresh slate with a new guy, maybe you get more time. So that could be the two seed if you want.
I think because of Daniels, it's still immensely desirable. The exercise I'm trying to have, and I think the point we're trying to make, is it is considerably less desirable than a year ago. But I don't think anybody that they would really want would turn them down still.
Right.
Because you have Daniels. Like, wouldn't that be stunning and damaging if a year ago you had people crawling over each other to get a job here, and now this year you had to go with your second or your third option and you got left holding the bag or something?